Hello, I'm Francine, host of Coping to Care, a podcast series sponsored by Blue Sea Care that features guests who share their expertise and life experiences to empower our loved ones in the community. Our aim is to serve as a relevant, genuine, and entertaining resource to help you triumph over the seismic changes resulting from COVID-19. Today, we'd like to welcome Dr. Julian Johnson, Associate Director Professor at the Institute for Health and Aging at the University of California, San Francisco. She is the Director of Sound Health Network, which aims to provide infrastructure for studies about music and health. Dr. Johnson also serves as the Associate Dean of Research for the School of Nursing. She's also she is a cognitive neuroscientist and completed her postdoctoral training at the University of California, Irvine Institute for Brain Aging and Dementia. Welcome, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Francine. It's really wonderful to be here. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that beautiful backdrop of San Francisco, the San Francisco Bridge. And can you tell us what your research program focuses on?
So my research has two primary themes. As a cognitive neuroscientist, I'm very interested in developing novel community-based interventions, particularly arts interventions, that help promote health and well-being, particularly for older adults in the community. The second area of my research is better understanding cognitive function in diverse older adults. So for example, diversity I define more as kind of diverse racial ethnic backgrounds and also socioeconomic backgrounds.
Very interesting. Now, a new report from the AARP Global Council on Brain Health recently found that music can potentially promote brain health, manage stress, and help treat brain health conditions as varied as dementia, stroke, and Parkinson's disease. I see that you are one of the brain health experts whose research has determined that incorporating music into your lives helps to improve quality of life and well-being. Can you share a little about this?
Sure. I think we can all agree that music is really a powerful way to engage our brains, but also to help us stay connected with others. And playing music, whether you're singing or playing a musical instrument or even dancing or humming along with the radio, involves several parts of your brain. It's quite remarkable. And we know that also playing and engaging in music can help improve quality of life. They also reduce stress, improve our social connections with other people, and also help people recall memories that are meaningful to them. And my recently completed study, the Community of Voices study, we examined how singing in a community choir helped older adults promote their health and well-being. And we found that after 6 months, older adults who sang in a choir reported less loneliness and more interest in life. So my research has found that engaging in different types of music, such as singing in a choir, can help promote well-being.
That's wonderful. Now, can you explain how the rhythmic nature of music and dance provide an external source for meter or pulse, which can help the brain restore impaired movement? I know you've done a lot of studies on this.
Well, we know that music and dance are closely linked, and music is particularly useful in motivating movement. I think what it does is it provides an external cue, such as a beat or like being in the groove, and you can kind of naturally move to music. And so this kind of helps stimulate our motivation to move. And we already know that dance and other types of physical activity are particularly good for brain health.
Great. And then also I see that to treat people with dementia, that it actually kind of takes away the aggressiveness a little bit and maybe the restlessness. So how is that it works? It's very complex.
Yes, it is very complex. So people perhaps living with dementia who might have some behavioral symptoms, we know from a body of research that either engaging in music or listening to music might help reduce some of those behaviors, such as agitation, some of the wandering, and anxiety that those individuals might be experiencing. But I think what we know, we've known for a long time now, for decades, is that the memory for music in people living with dementia, music is often preserved. And we hear many, many stories about how family members report that their grandparents or parents or friends and neighbors can still engage in music, even in the more severe stages of dementia. So music is something that really is powerful as a trigger for memories, and in particular music memories. And this can help, soothe somebody and help make them feel more comfortable and maybe in their surroundings and give them a little grounding.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Blue Sea Care provides comprehensive care management to seniors and their families. Services include complete physical care for seniors who want to maintain their independence and state of health. The caregiving is combined with Art to Wellness, a program which uses the therapeutic benefits of the arts to assist with cognitive care for seniors. You can learn more about Blue Sea Care's programs at www.blueseacare.com.
Now, I know that AARP has, promoted a bunch of the, practical tips to help seniors incorporate music into their lives, and you probably were a part of that. Can you go over those? I think it was 8 different tips and expand on each of them.
Sure. So the first one that we agreed upon as a committee was that it's important to bring music into your life and then also share it with others, such as your family and friends. And then in doing this and sharing the music, music may help improve your quality of life and connect you to people. So the idea that, sharing music is an important part of our culture, and doing this in particular as an older adult can be very meaningful and bring joy and connections, social connections into your life. So that's the first recommendation that we made. The second one, and did you have any questions about that?
Oh, no, I totally agree. I do have a friend that is, she's participating in ukulele classes, and then she's on a dulcimer group, and a lot of it now with COVID, she does online. So she transferred nicely over to taking these classes, and I even took a ukulele class with her, and I haven't followed up, but it is a wonderful way of connecting with friends and family.
Yeah, I've been surprised at how several community organizations have been able to transfer their music lessons to be online, some of their music encounters online, such as having different types of performances. It certainly is harder to play together music, but I think technology is catching up and they're learning about new ways that people can simultaneously from their own living rooms play together and at least play independently and then merge the sounds together so it sounds like it's coming from one ensemble. It's really amazing. But I also want to emphasize that people can also get joy from playing and engaging in music by themselves. And I think as older adults, the goal may not, to become a musician or to become an expert player, but the goal might be just to enjoy that time and listening to the music that you're creating yourself.
Sure. Great. Well, carry on. You're talking about dancing and singing and exercise. Mm-hmm.
Right. So another recommendation that the committee made was dancing, singing, or moving to music is a very good way to engage in physical activity or exercise. Also reduce your stress and encourage more meaningful social connections. And of course, stimulate your brain.
Wonderful. And how about number 3?
So the third recommendation was Listen to familiar music that comforts you and evokes positive memories and associations. And I would say this is can be particularly helpful in the current time during the COVID-19 pandemic, when we may not have as many opportunities to go outside and connect with people. But finding that familiar music, whether it's on old CDs, the radio, is it on something like Spotify or YouTube even, find those old tunes that really were familiar to you and gives you comfort and maybe helps you remember some of the positive memories from your past. This can be done either, you know, by oneself, and also you could get on the phone and talk about it with one of your friends and say, like, what's your favorite music and why, and talk about the context of that too.
Mm-hmm. And with that bridge in the background, it reminds me of a song that's, because of this pandemic, that's been going on in my head, Like a Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And there it is, the bridge over troubled waters. So, and how about...
Yes, exactly. The Golden Gate Bridge is so pretty. Mm-hmm.
And
so number four.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Number four is try listening to also to new music. And we think that, you know, kind of expanding your mind and hearing new music and new melodies will also stimulate your brain to think in new ways. So again, this could be something as simple as listening to a radio station that maybe you haven't listened to before of a style of music, or searching on YouTube for maybe more contemporary music, or connecting with maybe grandchildren and asking them what type of music do they listen to. And then, you know, listen to that and then have a conversation with younger people about it too. But just be open to listening to new types of music too.
Great idea. That's a great idea. Talking to the younger ones about their music. That's a wonderful idea. And let's see, what about number five?
Well, this one is kind of a theme that repeats itself. Listen to music to help encourage yourself to exercise. And, you know, music might provide that extra mental boost or motivation to kind of move your body. And we know that, you know, there's been a number of studies suggesting that exercise that's paired with music is probably more effective than either doing exercise alone or just, you know, kind of listening to music on your own. So pairing that physical activity with and movement with music, they motivate each other.
That makes perfect sense to me. Now, what about number six?
So this one is a little different than the others. The group agreed that getting your hearing checked is an important part. And the reason for that is correcting hearing loss is important for maintaining brain health. There's also some recent studies suggesting that hearing loss is a risk factor for developing dementia. So you also want to correct your hearing so that you can preserve your thinking skills. And of course, if you have better hearing, hopefully you will be enjoying music more. But I have to say, a lot of folks tell us that sometimes with hearing assistance or hearing aids or different assistive devices, that it doesn't give the same quality experience with music. So, you know, you have to manage your expectations with that too. But certainly I think from my perspective, you know, correcting hearing loss is important for brain health.
Makes perfect sense. Now, what about number seven?
Well, I kind of alluded to this before, is the idea that, you know, be open to making music by yourself. Whether it be singing, singing in the shower, singing along with the radio, and also be open to maybe playing an instrument by yourself. You might want to take up the ukulele, just like you mentioned, Francine, and we'd love to hear a little bit more about that experience. It could be something as simple as a drum or something that doesn't require a lot of necessarily musical skills, but you could pick it up and find some enjoyment in that.
Great. Wonderful. And number eight.
Number eight is a little harder during the pandemic, but the recommendation to make music with other people. And then we recommended of just try joining a choir or forming a choir, and you know, think about maybe getting together with a few people to play some musical instruments. And again, this is hard during the pandemic to do, but you might think about practicing your parts individually, and then the day that we can all get together and sing again or play again together, that you will have practiced your parts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there are people right now taking the ukulele class as a group. So with Zoom, that, you know, that makes it possible. There's all sorts of different online platforms that can be used nowadays. So it is a great possibility. And even if you wanted to do a FaceTime call with a friend, and like my friend Teresa, who plays the dulcimer, I actually don't even know what that really sounds like. So maybe I should say, hey, why don't you play that dulcimer for me? I want to, you know, see what it sounds like. And so anything else to add to that list?
Well, that was the last that I had on my list, but I was really curious about your experience taking ukulele, group ukulele lessons over Zoom. What have you experienced?
Well, I had signed up, but I wasn't able to take the ukulele class on Zoom. But I did take it in person before the COVID-19, but my friend Teresa is taking it online. So I really don't know about that experience, but taking ukulele has taught me a lot about, fingering and working with a group and playing together. And it was difficult, but I was able to memorize songs and, play some Hawaiian songs. So it was, I definitely will continue it, but I just got too busy and wasn't able to go to the first classes, but I know it's available online.
I started playing my flute a little bit more during the pandemic also. So it was interesting. I just got motivated to pick that up again and play and practice a little bit more than I had before.
Oh, that's a great instrument. So I know that you're going to play your flute for us, which would be very nice. But before we have you do that, do you have any parting words or any quotes that you live by, or anything that could inspire other people to get out there, start singing, to create a habit of having music in our lives?
Well, something that I live by is to find new ways every day to unleash my creativity, whatever that looks like. Try to find something creative to do every day. And my other thought is that it's never too late to start. I know a lot of folks think, well, I didn't do that and I didn't learn that when I was younger. And I have just been amazed at how much joy people have shared with me about when they've learned something new related to music in later life. So I encourage people to not to get over those kind of negative thoughts, or I can't do it, I don't want to do it, I can't sing, I can't do it, and just try it, because it might be actually fun.
Right. It ties in so nicely with Blue Sea Care's Art to Wellness program, because we do promote music and art. We offer, now it's a weekly acrylic painting class, and we've had seniors sign up who've never painted before, and they're becoming some of the better artists just because they didn't even know they had it in them. So I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
So as our special treat, I'd love to hear a little bit of flute music before we go, and thank you so much for sharing your expertise. It was such a treat.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I will play you just a very, very short excerpt of a Bach sonata that I've been playing during the pandemic. And this is a piece that when I was studying music in undergraduate for my degree in music, that I found solace. And it really comforted me many, many years ago. And I picked it back up, and it just has that same feeling of just, just very special, kind of relaxing, calming, and it's just a beautiful melody. So I'm going to shift my background because it makes me look a little funny in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay. Then I'll pick up my flute.
Great. Thank you so much.
One second.
Take your time. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Francine. It was really fun to talk to you.
Great. Thanks. Take care.